Book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 20 to 28 will be today's main text under the title of Such a High Priest is Rightful for Us. We will share the word, Such a High Priest is Rightful for Us. Under this title, we will share the word. Jesus Christ is our great High Priest. Between God and us, on our side, He for us represents us and intercedes on our behalf, prays for us. We are all sins. This is inborn nature of us, and we are congenital sinners, and we are sinful. This intrinsicness, because of it, we fall and we stumble and we succumb to sin. But we can seek His grace and receive His mercy and be atoned for our sins. This habitat we live in, it is filled with the satanic forces, and it is filled with sorrow and anguish and trials. Especially when you try to walk the life of faith, we face many adversarial conditions, and we are faced with much limitations, and we of our own merit and toil cannot triumph over and plow through these difficulties. But when you approach the throne, each and every time He will grace us and help us. Jesus, He is our intercessor who always helps us. He is our ultimate great High Priest, always. Today's title is Such a High Priest is Rightful for Us. Such a High Priest is Rightful for Us. If you look at other translations of this, adequate, necessary High Priest, a priest that we cannot do without. This is Jesus Christ. He is the rightful High Priest for us, of utmost importance. We cannot do without Him. He is the rightful priest for us. Today's main text, we will learn about the trait of His priesthood in parallel to the Levite priesthood. There are three components. Firstly, He was established as the High Priest from the promise of God. Let us read verse 20. And it was not without an oath. Others became priests without any oath, but He became a priest with an oath when God said to Him. He became a high priest from the promise of God. It is citing the book of Psalms. Let us invoke the words in the verse 1. Psalm 110 is a poem written by David, King David. He was an Old Testament figure, but he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he foresaw Jesus Christ from the Holy Spirit inspiration. The Lord says to my Lord, again, verse 1, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. David refers to Yahuwah as the Lord. There are two Lords in this verse. He is speaking of the Jesus Christ in the latter Lord. He sits at the right hand of God. David is seeing this through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he foresaw this. And Jesus, also hears that God will promise them with the high priest. The Lord has sworn and will not change His mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Verse 4, Psalm 110. Jesus Christ, in the order of Melchizedek, He was promised to be the high priest forever. What did He do? He promised to us, God. What is the meaning of promise? We spoke of this. Let us reaffirm this today. Returning to the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. Together, let us read aloud. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of His purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, He confirmed it with an oath. promise, oath. It means unequivocal certainty, assurance. Yahuwah has promised, made an oath, attesting that Jesus is the forever our high priest, forever our intercessor. God has attested this. And according to this promise, Jesus was established as the high priest. He has come to us to once and for all resolve us of our sins. Comparing to that, the Levite priesthood, they were irrespective of God's promise. Verse 21, let us read aloud. But he became a priest with an oath when God said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever." Amen. The Levite priests were not promised by God. God has never attested for their character. They became a high priest, but they were not instituted as the priests from the God's promise, but according to the laws of the Old Testament, they were instituted as the high priest. Only reason they could be the high priest was because they were born into the household of Aaron. Regarding their stature as the high priest, God has never attested for their completeness. They are not complete. They are flawed people. They have weaknesses. They are fallible. And among them, there were people that were unsavory in character. And representative of this is two sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu. There were great incidents that illustrates their sinful nature. They burned an incense that was not designated by God, and they died instantaneously. Today, we are worshiping, and we pray at this hour. Worship will renew our souls and heal us. I believe in his name, but simultaneous to that, when you worship, if you are not upright in your posture of worship, you could die. If you burn the incense with another fire that's not designated by God, you could die instantaneously. Does God exist? Can you see it with your eyes? If you look in all directions, do you feel his presence? You have to, in reverential fear, feel this existence of God and uprightly worship God. And Eli's two sons are also exemplars of the unsavory priesthoods. Hophni and Phinehas, a three-pronged fork, would use it to fork out the God's offerings and also engage in debauchery in the tabernacle. This slander and conducted blasphemous acts. Book of Samuel, this sin of the young man was very great in the Lord's sight, but for they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt. They undermined God's offerings. Who were they? They were high priests. The reason they could be high priests is because they were in the lineage of Levi bloodline. The priests that were established from the bloodline of Aaron, they had these fallible qualities. But Jesus, compared to that, is immaculately sinless and is perfect and is without any evil. And he is our complete high priest, one who is assured by God. This is Jesus Christ. Verse 22. Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantor of a better covenant. A better covenant. This is referring to the New Testament. Compared to the Old Testament, it's a better covenant. Old Testament was established from the laws and the commandments. In the Old Testament, they would use flawed people into priests. Why would they be established as such? You might ask. Do you have any people that is flawless? We are all sinners. This is impossible. We have no righteous people. You cannot find the righteous people. But according to the law, there had to be a high priest. And because of this, they did institute them as high priests, but they were incomplete. They, of their own toil and merit, could not be the complete high priests. Along with that, their sacrifices, offerings were too flawed and were not perfect to atone for our sins completely. But Jesus Christ, he was instituted as the high priest from the promise of God, and he is complete and perfect. And he became the high priest to absolve us and atone for our sins with his blood. And all of these sins begotten by Adam and thereafter were cleansed. The sins of today and the to-be sins in the future, all at once, he has resolved the issues of sins. Hence, there's no need for us to sacrifice and conduct the rituals to atone for our sins. We do not need to sacrifice animals and goats and lambs for our sins. We no longer have to conduct this. From the blood of the cross, he has completely, once and for all, uplifted us from the damnation. From his blood, all at once, with his blood, the issues of sins, past, today, and the future, he has once and for all atoned for our sins. All that is mandated of us is to believe in him with conviction. The blood that was shed on the cross, the sacrificial blood, you rely on this truth. If you believe in this blood, in his blood, sacrificial blood, you will attain the righteousness forever. We were sinners. You become righteous. You become his children. Our stature changes into darkness, or from darkness to light, from hell to heaven, from death to a new life, you will be transferred. This is what it means, the better covenant. Let us believe in this Jesus Christ, and all you have to do is believe in this. If you believe, you will have the righteousness into perpetuity. Hence, Jesus, because of this trait of Jesus Christ, he is of paramount importance to us, and we cannot do without him. And this is why he is the rightful high priest. He is always alive, secondly. And this is why he is also the rightful high priest for us. 23 verse. Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. The Levite priests, there were many. The first high priest was Aaron, older brother of Moses. And thereafter, until the time of the Jerusalem's collapse, there were a total of 83 high priests. They were all designated with the role of high priesthood. There were 83. The reason for the many high priests is because they died from old age. They were established as the high priest, but they were marked by senescence, hence they die. And when they die, the role would be consigned to their sons. And the son would also die, and so on and so forth. It would pass on to the sons. And this is why one person could not carry out the duty into perpetuity. And while they are living, in provisionally, they would carry out the role of the high priesthood. Conversely, Jesus Christ has the power of the immortal life. He is indestructible, has triumphed over death, and he does not die forever. Thus, there is no other priesthood that is needed in his place. All we need is Jesus Christ, and through him and him only, he can intercede for us. Verse 23. Now, there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office. He does not die. He lives on forever. And by himself, he can carry out the work. And to this day, he still lives and he is interceding on our behalf and carrying on the work. And verse 25, therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. The Levite priests, they are weak. They are marked by death and they are limited with their feebleness, and they cannot resolve the issues of sins completely. You cannot be fully atoned. Only Jesus Christ can fully atone for our sins, one who lives on forever. Through the resurrection and the sacrifice on the cross, he has triumphed over death and damnation. And from that merit, he was enabled to save us and be our Savior. He still lives on, even to this day, at the right hand of God. He says, and therefrom he yearns for us and intercedes for us. Hence, regardless of the issues, all of the trials and tribulations that you may be facing and the temptations of sins, he can save us. However, all that is required of us, what you need to do is believe in him and approach him intimately and seek his grace, regardless of the size of the sins. From the power of the sacrificial blood on the cross, you can be cleansed of your sins. Every time, each and every time you approach him, you can be saved and receive his help. Lastly, Jesus, he is our rightful priest because he exceeds beyond heaven. 26 verse, such a high priest truly meets our need. One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Jesus, he is a holy being. He is devoid of sins and evilness. And he is exalted above the heavens, which means he sits at the right hand of God. He is the only begotten Son of God, and he relegated into humanness, even with all his almighty stature, and to the point of dying for us, he lowered himself. But God has uplifted him back up to his rightful stature, and he right now sits at the right hand of God. From the Ezekiel, we saw the visions of Ezekiel and the revelations. There are heavens, pluralistically narrated. On top of heaven, there is a glass-like ocean that is crystal clear. On top of that, there is the throne of God. Jesus Christ, right now, as we speak, he sits right there. He is at the right hand of God, he sits. And at this moment, he yearns for us and intercedes for us. Hence, Jesus Christ is of utmost importance to us, and we need him. He is the rightful high priest. Compared to this Levite priest, they are infinitely weaker. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day. First for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. The Levite priests, they first had to atone for their own sins prior to atoning for the sins of others, because they were sinful people. They first had to cleanse themselves of their sins before they would engage in the sacrificial rituals on behalf of the sinful people. They were established according to the laws, and they are imperfect people. They are flawed people. They succumb to sins and they fall, are liable to fall. They are no different than us. Hence, Each and every time they atone for the sins of others, they first had to atone for their own sins through the rituals as well. And the sacrifices they had to do for themselves. But even in that, it was limited. It was imperfect and incomplete. Verse 27, unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people. The Levi high priests, they had to daily offer these sacrifices. What would be the reason for this? Because they daily committed sins. Another reason is they had to conduct the same rituals over and over again because no ritual was ever perfect. The Levi high priests, they had many flaws, and their sacrifices couldn't atone for our sins. It was imperfect. Comparing to that, Jesus, he is immaculately sinless. Hence, he had no need to sacrifice for his own sins. All he had to do was to atone for our sins. And there was no need for him to do it daily and over again like the high priests of the Old Testament. From the sacrifice of the immaculately sinless Jesus Christ, he has offered himself for us. And from one sacrifice, because of his perfectness, he was empowered to save us once and for all. From the sins of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, completely, forever, he has atoned for our sins once and for all. And since he has fulfilled this, there was no need for him to conduct another ritual, and no need for us to pay for the sins, sacrifice goats and animals. No need for that anymore. On the cross, once and for all, completely, forever, he has fulfilled the atonement. He has paid for the sins all at once to eternity. This is Jesus Christ. Jesus, he has guaranteed Jesus. He is our perfect high priest that has been fully attested by God. He is the forever our high priest, and he still lives on. He sits at the right hand of God, and even right now he is yearning for us on the cross. He has offered himself as the sacrifice to uplift us from the sins, and as that being, we cannot live without him. He is the rightful priest for us. He saves those who approach him, regardless of the sins and the size of the sins and the nature of the sins. He will uplift us, regardless of what the nature of the disease and the sickness, the hardships are. He will resolve it. He can resolve us, and he will invariably forgive us. Then he will transform us into a righteous being. The consciousness that has been imprinted by the sins, all of this, the depression and the anguish and the sorrows, he can resolve all of it. Why? Because he is the rightful high priest. Let us believe in this Jesus Christ. Let us rely on him and trust him. From the sacrifice on the cross to receive the grace and the mercifulness, let us rely on him and approach him. For the remainder of this week, let us seek him and rely on him. I pray in his name that you will carry this out. Let us pray.